There is a gritty graininess to all the images in Greg's portfolio. Generally speaking, this is something that I find bothersome. It's the introduction of a photographic characteristic into vision that I find difficult. I don't see that kind of grain when I look at the world with my own eyes, and for some reason, I keep thinking that a camera ought to show us the world as though we could see it with our own eyes. Well, clearly Greg has abandoned that idea with this unique and dramatic colorization that he's used throughout the project. The colorization tells us that he's seeing the world in a different way than our eyes would see it. It would never look like this, although the place feels like this. So I say he's seeing emotionally. And as long as he's doing that, he's free to break all kinds of rules, including the introduction of this gritty graininess that inhabits all the shadows of his photographs. That's the thing about the illusion of seeing with our own eyes. If the photograph presents us the world as though we were standing in the place where the photographer was standing and seeing the world with our own eyes, then any introduction of a photographic artifact destroys that illusion. If, on the other hand, we're willing to introduce some artifact on purpose that destroys the illusion, it opens the door wide to do anything we want. Suddenly, he could do not only colorization, but he could warp things geometrically if he wanted to. In fact, he could do anything that his creative vision leads him to do, and it would work successfully in the photograph, because it's not intended to be, as the world appears to us in our natural biological vision. There's a bit of an all-or-nothing approach to this kind of photography. You should either introduce no photographic artifacts at all, or feel free to introduce as many as you want, because you can. The one area that's dicey is if you introduce one photographic artifact that is not natural, but it appears as though you were trying to be natural, because then the photograph looks like it technically failed. Greg did not technically fail with this project. He just embraced his creative vision and his emotional response with gusto. And that's why the project works so incredibly well.